Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Nancy DeVille at the bottom of the hour. She's the founder and executive director of Prison Yoga and Meditation. She teaches prisoners to meditate. She teaches, and really hardcore prisoners, as it turns out, to meditate and also to do yoga. We'll talk to Nancy DeVille about the power of meditation and yoga for good health, physical health, as well as good mental health. Bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or Critical Health News.com, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites as well by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Now is the perfect time to start a home-based business. If you've been on the fence, if you've been considering it, but you just haven't motivated to start a home-based business, to be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business, or just if you want to get your products at the wholesale price, check out the business opportunity at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, the longevity business opportunity. Click on the Join the Team link or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and tell them you want to be part of the Brightside Ben longevity team, 866-735-2470. Our number today, 844-236-6010. The lines are open for you. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we will talk to Nancy DeVille about her prison yoga and meditation business. She goes to really hardcore prisons in California and teaches prisoners to meditate. It's really, really quite fascinating. And she has some really interesting stories to tell. We'll talk to Nancy at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so I want to continue talking about the skin, the body's largest organ, the mysterious skin, ironically, because it's on the outside of the body. You'd think it wouldn't be as mysterious as it is. Nonetheless, still waters run deep, and that saying could apply to the skin because the skin has so much stuff going on underneath the still surface. The still stratum corneum surface, it's about one-tenth of a piece of notebook paper. This, of course, the stratum corneum, the surface layer, is very functional. It plays a major role in the health of the tissue below. Nonetheless, all the action, or most of the action, in the skin occurs underneath this inert, seemingly inert surface. Because we don't understand it, we don't understand the skin, because it's so mysterious, we just have these crazy ideas about what causes skin problems, how to treat skin problems. For some reason or another, we think we can just rub stuff on the surface of the skin and be done with it. But obviously that doesn't work, because we've got hundreds of millions of dollars of stuff that we rub on the surface of our skin collectively, and our skin still doesn't look as good as we want it to look. Our skin still breaks out. Our skin still is dry. We still show up with rashes and with various lesions and things growing on the surface of the skin, cysts, etc., and we don't know what the heck to do. Nothing exemplifies this kind of mysterious, unknown nature of the skin and the real frustrating nature of taking care of our skin than skin cancer. Skin cancer, as I've said so many times, when you talk about cancer, you don't want to think about the organ, you want to think about the cancer. So skin cancer is exactly the same as prostate cancer, exactly the same as breast cancer, exactly the same as bone cancer from the cancer perspective. That is from the cell perspective. Skin cancer is a cell issue, like any other cancer is a cell issue. And in that understanding, if we really nail that down, if we can mentally nail down the fact that cancer is about the cell, it simplifies everything. Skin cancer is caused by the same things that cause other cancers. Now, it's true that the skin cell is proximal to the outside of the body, so it's going to be affected a little bit more by things on the outside than, say, your liver will, or your bone will, or your prostate or breast, etc. Nonetheless, at the end of the day, a skin cancer cell is a cell that's been starved, a cell that's been suffocated, and a cell that has been toxified for so long it doesn't know what else to do. Excuse me. Under ordinary conditions, when a cell is under duress, it will die. That's what's supposed to happen. In fact, not only will a cell die when it's under duress by the cause of that duress, a cell will actually commit suicide. It's built into the cell to commit suicide. And you guys probably heard the term apoptosis. Apoptosis, A-P-O-P-T-O-S-I-S, apoptosis is a very hard to pronounce word, but it just means cell suicide. Cells will apoptize when they are dysfunctional, when they're broken down, when they're not supposed to reproduce. Cells will break down. Oh, cells will commit suicide. They have a suicide program in them, and that's a good thing. However, every once in a while, they don't commit suicide. They continue to progressively reproduce. They reproduce dysfunctionally. When a cell doesn't apoptize, when it doesn't commit cell suicide, and it just reproduces dysfunctionally, it will not contribute to the team. It takes a lot of work for a cell to contribute to the team. For a liver cell, call it a hepatocyte. Hepato means liver, site means cell. For a hepatocyte to give up of its own independent nature and decide it will become a liver, for a hepatocyte, which is a cell, and it's, theoretically anyway, an independent organism, for it to give itself up to become a member of the team takes a lot of sophistication. A cell that gives itself up, gives its own independent life up for the team, is an advanced cell. It takes a lot of sophistication, evolution, we'll say. It takes a lot of spiritual evolution for a human being to give itself up for the team. That's a higher kind of way of being, to give yourself up for the team. Cells are the same way. Prokaryotes, early cells, don't do that. Bacteria cells don't do that. Bacteria cell is the first cell. Cells have been around on planet Earth for about 3.5 billion years. And the first maybe 2.5 billion years or so, I don't even know how long it was, but it was the first chunk of time, cells were just bacteria-like. The world was populated by bacteria and algae, which are like bacteria. And then all of a sudden, an advance came about, and this advance is really cool, by the way. I'll talk about that when we come back from our break. An advance came about that turned that primitive cell into an advanced cell, a sophisticated cell. It was a very, very seminal event in the evolution of cells and the evolution of life on Earth. the conversion of prokaryotes, bacteria cells that have been around for billions of years, into eukaryotes, good cells, advanced cells, cells that give themselves up to become organs, to become structures. That was a huge event in the evolutionary scheme of things. But underneath and inside a eukaryote, a good cell, you've got a prokaryote, a bacteria cell that's still in the programming, and that's where cancer comes into the picture, whether you're talking skin cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer, bone cancer, any other kind of cancer. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue when we come back from our break. 844-236-6010 is our number.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are
are back on The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. Nancy DeVille will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about her her business, Prison, and she's the founder and the executive director of Prison Yoga and Meditation. We'll talk to Nancy at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get to your calls to segment 844-236-6010. Hang on. If you're on hold, I just want to, well, I'm going to just say a couple more things. We'll continue talking about this on our next Bright Side episode. So there's two versions, there's two kinds of cells. You've got advanced cells and you've got primitive cells. Primitive ones are called prokaryote, and advanced cells are called eukaryote. These advanced cells have lots of working parts in them. They're very sophisticated. They give themselves up, which is a very sophisticated kind of thing, to just give up your independence and contribute to the team. Prokaryotes are primitive cells. They don't have organized structures. They don't really have an organized nucleus inside their centers. And most importantly, they process energy differently. That's the most important distinction. And this is where cancer comes into the picture. These primitive cells have been around for 3.5 billion years or so. And then about maybe 1.5 billion years. I mean, you can't even really get your mind around these kinds of timescales, billions of years. Excuse me. About 1.5 billion years later, maybe 2 billion years ago, something very fascinating happened with these prokaryotes, these primitive cells. They merged with some other entity. These prokaryotes merged. They kind of blended with another entity, a very interesting entity that had an ability to process oxygen. This is really kind of cool. The prokaryotes merged. This is the theory anyway. Nobody knows for sure, but this is the theory. These prokaryotes merged with another type of bacteria. This process is called endosymbiosis, and this engulfed bacteria, this merged bacteria that merged into the first bacteria, were called mitochondria. This is where mitochondria come into the picture. Mitochondria blended with these prokaryotes. Mitochondria gave the prokaryotes an ability to process oxygen. And this ability to process oxygen versus sugar gave the cell, this primitive cell, a lot more energy. Oxygen energy, energy that's derived from oxygen is a lot more efficient and a lot more abundant than energy that's derived from sugar. And now you have this really, really powerful cell. It's this whole mitochondria thing that is responsible for the advance of cells from old to new, from ancient to modern, from primitive to advanced. An advanced cell is a cell that can use oxygen. An advanced cell is a cell that has mitochondria. And these mitochondria play the major role in the development of the advanced cell, and this is what we'll talk about on our next Bright Side episode, the development of disease. Disease is a mitochondrial phenomena, and that is all disease. And it is most especially cancer. This is where oxygen comes into the picture. The mitochondria turn oxygen into energy. Without healthy mitochondrial function, cells don't make energy, and that's when we get sick. Sickness is about energy. Sickness is about mitochondria. Cancer is about energy. Cancer is about mitochondria. And I hope it doesn't sound too complex. I know the word sounds complex, but I hope all of this doesn't sound complex, because when you talk about mitochondria, you're talking about oxygen. It's all about oxygen. Suffocation. Talk about the three things that go wrong with the cell: suffocation, starvation, and toxification. Well, even starvation is about oxygen. And even toxification is about oxygen. It's all about oxygen. Oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. This is why I'm always talking about breathing and respiration. Now, it takes more than breathing or respiration, because the oxygen that you breathe has to get into the cell, has to get into the mitochondria, and it's a little complex there. But ultimately, if anybody ever tells you we don't know what causes cancer, they don't know what they're talking about, because we do. It's a mitochondrial phenomenon. When I say there's never going to be a cure for cancer, I mean you cannot have a drug address the oxygenation and mitochondria of a cell. That's the job of nutrition. That's the job of lifestyle. That's the job of detoxification, or eliminating or not putting toxicity in the first place. That's the job of us. It's up to us. When the body becomes cancerous, it's because of how we live our lives. And that doesn't necessarily mean voluntarily, because we all live our lives on planet Earth, and we drink the water and breathe the air, and we're stuck. We're stuck breathing the toxic air and we're stuck drinking the toxic water and eating the toxic food. Nonetheless, it cannot be denied that the how we interact with our environment, whether voluntarily or not, is why we get sick, and it's why cancer cells ourselves become cancerous. All right, we will continue this very important discussion, especially as it regards skin cancer, on our next Bright Side episode, Time at the Phones, 844-236-6010. Let's go to Mary in Oregon. Hey, Mary, good morning.
Good morning. I thought that I would do a follow-up for the guy that called and told you about Joel Wallach getting the Moderna 2 doses.
Okay.
Because I also heard him say that, so I just thought I'd give you an opportunity to tell us if you've learned any more.
About Doc? About Doc getting, well, you know, I can't speak for Doc. I do have a lot of respect for him. I can't explain why he does what he does, so I don't know what else I can say. And that whole subject of the jab is so tinged with politics. I don't know. It just seems crazy to me that anybody would do that. But it's just so political at this point. And they made this so you're either with or against. You're either pro or you're a con. And you're either a Republican or a Democrat. And you're either a Trump or a Biden. Or you're either, you know, you buy into this whole, whatever you want to call it, the stuff that's in the news, we'll say, or you don't buy into it. And it's not that simple. It's not that cut and dry, but the fact remains, you don't want to stick stuff into your blood. No matter whether you think it works or it doesn't work, or whether it's real or it's not real, or it's a hoax or it's not a hoax, or it's a control trip or it's not a control trip, or it's the New World Order and the globalists, or it's just people taking care of other people's health. The fact is, you don't want to stick anything into your blood if you don't have to. There's no getting around that. Especially, you don't want to stick experimental things into your blood. For the life of me, I cannot understand how intelligent people, and I know a lot of, supposedly, maybe they're not that intelligent, they seem intelligent. I don't know why they would stick things into their blood like that, that are unknown, that are experimental, that are affecting the body at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of genetics. You know, we talk about the cell being the most fundamental level there is. Well, even more fundamental is our genetics. Why would you stick something into your blood that changes your genetics? It blows me away. I can't get my mind around it, but it's become so politicized, Mary, and it's become so such a divisive topic that I can't wade into it. You know, I don't really want to wade into it, except to say that it just blows my mind that anybody would stick something into their blood that's experimental just to prevent them from getting, from the possibility of getting what is at, from the vast, 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 vast 98-99% of people, a cold or a severe cold, maybe a severe flu that they will recover from. Yes, there's some people that don't. I understand that, but the vast majority.
I agree, but you had told the guy that you would try to get back. You know,
well,
back
I can't. Here. I don't really
want.
That's
okay, Ben. It's okay. That's why I called, just because you said you might get back.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it. Thanks for your call. All right. Nancy DeVille will be with us at the in our next segment. We're going to talk about her business, yoga and meditation for prisoners.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know what it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. and your refusal has cost all of us.
President Biden is mandating all federal employees, federal contractors, and American businesses with over 100 employees be vaccinated.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
President Biden at the start of his term. Republican lawmakers have promised lawsuits will follow, stating the president has way overstepped his authority to the American people. The U.S. Justice Department on Thursday sued Texas, seeking to block enforcement of the heartbeat abortion law.
The act is clearly unconstitutional under longstanding Supreme Court precedent.
USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
During the previous presidential administration, mainstream media considered a mean tweet to be tyranny. That same media is silent when the current president shames and punishes those Americans that choose not to get the COVID-19 vaccine with a presidential mandate.
We're seeing an authoritarian regime full on. He has been completely duplicitous. Remember, there was a time when he said, we will make sure that every American gets out of Afghanistan, and they will not be left there. We will not have mass mandates. And now the president has gone back on those two promises that he has violated. And I think I'm hearing, my phone was blowing up all day yesterday from people who I would not suspect would be as upset as others. Many of them were Democrats, saying this is just unacceptable. And people are really, it's just an outrage at this point that the president would impose this when we have a, you know, there's no science to back this kind of move. Well, let's hope that there are plenty of lawsuits that are going to be brought in swiftly decided. Look, I got vaccinated. I think the vaccine has proven fairly effective. I've had two pregnant women reach out to me who have been terminated from their positions because they were advised by their doctor not to take the vaccine until after the pregnancy. And so we're going to also have a worker crisis because a lot of people, as we're struggling to get people to get back to work, now we're going to have even a greater crisis when people who do not want to take the vaccine for medical reasons.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box as well as 11 years of archived daily information. Lots of great health information at brightsideben.com. Also, my blog, pharmacistben.com, and videos and news stories and blog posts up at criticalhealthnews.com. Thank you to Jonathan Collier for setting that up. And thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting up pharmacistben.com. You'll find longevity products as well as a join the team link Join the Team Now link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you've ever wanted to start a home-based business. Now's the opportunity of a lifetime. Call 866-735-2470. Starting a home-based business has never been more important than in these uncertain economic times. Plus, everybody is starting to become hip to the power of nutritional supplementation. If this sounds like something that you're interested in, please call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to join the Brightside Ben team, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also, please check out our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, eczema, acne, dry skin, the prevention of post-surgical scarring. All our Truth Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. And that means power and effectiveness, and most especially, it means healing, and that's why we have 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can take a look at TruthReviewed, with a D, TruthReviewed.com, and TruthTreatments.com, with an S, TruthTreatments.com, to purchase our Truth Skin Health products. Okay, I am super excited to talk to our guest today. Nancy DeVille is the founder and executive director of Prison Yoga and Meditation. She teaches prisoners how to meditate, and as you guys know, I am a big believer in the power of meditation. I've had a meditation practice myself for many, many years, and I consider it to be the most important part, the most important healing modality that you could ever use. Meditation is medication. In fact, I would say next to eating and drinking and sleeping and some of the fundamental things that we need to do to stay alive, meditation is the most important thing a human being can do. And Nancy is doing some wonderful work with prisoners. Please welcome to the Bright Side, founder and executive director of Prison Yoga and Meditation, Nancy DeVille. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Ben. Wow. Thank you. That was a great introduction. And also, I can't wait to buy your products.
Okay, great. You have to give me your address before. Stay on the line after we end, and I'll get your address. I'll send you out some samples. Thank you for what you're doing, though. You know, I talked a couple of weeks ago, and I told you that I, like many people, am fascinated with the whole prison thing. My dad was a cop in New Jersey, and he used to take us to jails, believe it or not, to see what it was like, to see why we never wanted to go to one. And I never even remotely wanted to do anything that would get me to put me in that kind of situation. But I, like many people, am fascinated by that whole kind of culture or subculture, if you will. And I've always thought that meditation is not only important for everybody, but it's especially important for people who have gotten their lives to a certain point where they are in that kind of situation. How did you bring the two together? What made you bring the power of meditation to a situation as dire as prisoners would find themselves in?
Well, first I want to say, to your point that about people's fascination, the overwhelming emotion that you feel when you go into a facility the first time, whether it's a prison or a jail, and you leave, is relief. It's the most overwhelming feeling, and it's tangible because you get to leave, because it is a really awful, awful place. So to answer your question about how I got inspired to do this, the only thing I can say, people ask me that all the time, is I heard voices. I heard voices for many years. When I started doing yoga very late in life, I was 47. For years after, I started like a lot of people. I started doing it for exercise because I couldn't run anymore with my knees. And so I thought, well, I'll just do it for exercise. But, you know, those ancient swamis, they actually knew what they were talking about. And so it is a spiritual experience. And everybody experiences it. And so after a while, I started thinking, well, we should have this in prisons.
But why did that happen? Why did you say we should have this in prisons? How did that enter your mind? Well, not everybody does yoga says we should do this in prisons. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Okay. I just kept thinking it, and for years and years I would think, we should really have yoga in prisons. Why don't they have yoga in prisons? And of course they do have yoga in prisons. And when I went to start a program in Los Angeles, I thought it would be inundated because LA is the epicenter, right, of yoga in this country. But no, there wasn't anything. There was nothing. So I started very small with a class at County Jail, Twin Towers, which is the largest jail in the country. It's now a mental health facility. We no longer teach in there because the people there are too mentally ill to just receive yoga. And then it sort of went from there. I never sat down and said to myself, I'm going to build an empire. It's just more and more people started volunteering and I started reaching out to other facilities and pretty soon we are spread out all over LA. But I didn't really have a clear reason. I never woke up one morning and said, I'm going mm-hmm. to do this because of that. I just kept thinking to myself, wow, we should have yoga in prisons. And one day I thought, okay, well, I'm going to try.
Do you think people find themselves in a situation where they're in prison because of a lack of not necessarily yoga and meditation, but a lack of what yoga and meditation bring to the table?
I do. That's kind of a backwards way of looking at it. But yes, there's a real lack. People are operating in our society, especially poor people, and most of the people in prison are from poor neighborhoods. They operate from a position of lack, and when you have lack, and you're always grasping, and you're always looking, and you're always searching, and we're searching in the material world, right? In the tangible world. Because that's what people know, and that's what they do. And unfortunately, people fall through the cracks. And when I say fall through the cracks, there are many people out there who think we should just throw them in the cages and lock the cage, lock the door, and let them rot. Right? I've heard that many times. But when you go in and you meet these people and you interact with them, you realize first of all they're just people, and second of all, many of us have done things where we can be.
Right.
Many
I've thought about that a lot. Yeah.
Just go back and be honest and say to yourself, have you ever driven drunk? Have you ever driven stoned? Have you ever driven with a gun in your car? Because many people do, right?
I'm so thankful sometimes I'm not in prison or I'm not in jail. It's just kind of luck of the draw for a lot of things. So when I say that there's a lack, that they find themselves in this situation because of that kind of lack of whatever it is that yoga and meditation bring to the table, what is it that yoga and meditation bring to the table that replaces that lack? And we have to take a break. So can you, Lance, that when we come back from our break, Nancy, what do yoga and meditation bring to the table that replaces the lack or the missing piece that compels people or forces people to find themselves in this kind of situation in prison? So we got Nancy DeVille with us on the Bright Side. Nancy is the founder and executive director of Prison Yoga and Meditation. I'm Pharmacist Ben Moore with Nancy DeVille on the Bright Side right after this.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Nancy DeVille, founder and executive director of Prison Yoga and Meditation. So, Nancy, before I went to break, we were talking about this idea of something missing that kind of forces people to wind up in these kinds of situations, and that there's something about yoga and meditation that can replace or can fill up that hole in a way. I want you to talk about that a little bit. Before you do that, what exactly is the distinction between yoga and meditation? I often times when I suggest meditation to people, they'll say to me, "Oh, well, I do yoga." So when I think of yoga, I think of body movements and body postures. I know there's different types of yoga, but I think of physical yoga, I think of body postures and body movements. How does that exactly relate to meditation?
Well, the physical practice was developed thousands of years ago as a way to prepare the body for meditation. But it is meditative, especially if you don't talk and you just focus inward. But the goal really is to sit down or lie down and finish your yoga practice with the meditation. And so the answer to your question about what that does for people, what meditation does for people in prison, is the same for us. It allows you to escape your thoughts for a while. So you get relief from your thoughts. And so when you consider that, we're all thinking 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day, and 90% of those thoughts are the same thoughts that we thought the day before and the day before and the day before. And because we're wired for survival, our thoughts tend to be toward the negative. And so especially if you're traumatized, highly traumatized person, you're in prison, you're going to be thinking thoughts like, no one loves me, I'm unlovable, I'm a loser, I hate myself, I'm a bad mother, I'm a bad father, everyone hates me, I'm hopeless. And so to break that cycle is meditation. And it's slow, obviously, it's a slow process. But what I'm trying to do right now is to introduce the concepts of power thinking. So when you power think, instead of thinking these thoughts, when you think a thought like, I hate myself, you think, no, I love myself. And you force yourself to constantly, you enforce that. You're just constantly thinking the opposite of the negative thoughts. And slowly, 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 you start thinking, well, I really do kind of love myself. And I do really feel like a better person. And that spills over into your life with gratitude. And gratitude is the way that things come to you. You have more positive outcomes in your life. Life just becomes a lot more tolerable, especially in prison.
I can't even imagine. You know, I'm looking at a picture where your people that you have on your website, I think it is, where there are not your website. I think you emailed this to me, maybe, where there's people in prison in these boxes, literal boxes. They're like cell box. You know what I'm talking about? They're cell boxes. And in a way, it kind of reminds me of the prison we're all in. We're sort of all in a prison of our minds, no? Or prisoners of our thoughts.
We are, and so it's not just prisoners.
Yeah.
Can have that relief from their thoughts. It's anyone who meditates. But you can do it all day long. You can do power thinking all day long. Every time you have to think of what your thoughts are. You have to sit down, say, what am I saying to myself? And that's what I encourage prisoners to do. What are you saying to yourself? What is that constant reinforcing that you're doing? I hate myself. I'm a bad mother. I'm a bad father. I'm a loser. I'm a failure. And instead, think of, okay, I'm going to think the counter thought. And so that's the beginning. And so when we sit the people down to meditate, we begin with that, okay? And so that's a really, really good foundation for them to be sitting there, because when you sit in meditation in prison and you have all these thoughts, you not only have those bad thoughts, but you have a soundtrack of screaming and guards barking and helicopters and buzzers and ear announcements. And
unbelievable.
So you've got that soundtrack going on, plus the bad things that you're saying to yourself. It really can be catastrophic.
Do you find... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
I was going to say, I imagine it's not all prisoners that gravitate towards what you're offering. Do you find that there's a certain type of mindset or a certain type of personality that is attracted to what you're offering, a prisoner mentality that's attracted to what you're offering?
Yes, I do, because we have different we have different cultures that we go to. For example, in county jail, you're going to encounter a lot of people who are in, out, in, out, in, out. And they really have not, they haven't really come to terms with the fact that they really need to make some changes. Some do sooner than others, but it's generally that's the culture there. But then if you go to a state prison where people are serving life sentences, they're very, very long sentences, they're very psychologically broken down, and they have really come to terms with the fact that they need to do something and they want something and they're searching. And so they're very open. And we have a lot of success there.
What percentage of prisoners in a prison would come to see? Would it be like 1%, 10%,
0.1%? That's a really open question, because we would be reaching a lot more people if the prisons would allow us to. But we have to fight and claw our way in. They don't just throw the door open. Oh, yoga people are here. Yay. No. It's like they almost do everything they can to prevent us to come in. So it's a constant battle. It's a constant knocking on doors and constant, politicking people and trying to get our programs established. So with that, I think we could probably get 20% if we were allowed.
Wow.
Free access.
It sounds to me like you might want to try working with the jailers and the prison management as much as you would do the prisoners. They need the meditation and the yoga as much as the prisoners.
We have offered, but it's a really, really hard job. If you've done any reading about an American what was the name of that book? Escaping me right now. Anyway, if you've done any reading, you know that the prison COs are so stressed. It's a really, really, really tough job, and they just want to go home. We got a $10,000 gift certificate from Headspace that we tried to distribute to the guards, and they didn't want them. They weren't taking. So we've offered yoga classes to them. So it's just, I'm telling you, it's a slow build, but we're working on it. We are working on it all the time.
Have you ever heard of Damien Eccles?
Yes, I've read his book.
Isn't it a great book?
Oh my gosh. Haunting.
Yes, it's amazing. So for the listeners, Damien Eccles, I've talked about him before. Damien Eccles found himself in prison for a crime he says he didn't do, a horrible crime, and he was on death. I don't know if he's on death. I think he got life in prison. And he used meditation techniques. And not only did he maintain his sanity in the most horrific of conditions, but whether you believe it was had anything to do with meditation or not, he found himself out of jail. That means he came out of it. And I don't know. It seems pretty coincidental when you read some of the things he did to try to mentally and spiritually get out of his situation, and it actually worked. It's really, really fascinating. I'd love to get him on the show sometime. So,
yeah, so, his book is on my required reading for all my new.
Oh, that's great. Which one? Which book? He has a couple books.
The one
where he tells a story.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of the name of it. Sorry.
I don't remember it either. Yeah, I don't remember it either.
But he was on death row for 17 years.
He was
in horrific,
beyond even unbelievable situation. How about your meditation practice? Has this helped you with your meditation practice or your spirituality or in your life?
Oh my gosh, I don't even get me started. I can't even explain it. It's like I could not live without my meditation practice. It's been life changing for me, and as it is for anyone, really.
Yeah.
But I love my practice, and I love the idea of my future with my practice, and I think that people have this misconception about meditation that it's just sitting there being bored.
Right.
And just sitting there listening to your thoughts, and people really don't want to listen to their thoughts, right?
That's a big part of it. That's a big part of it.
But meditation is really a way to go into your subconscious and tinker around and make positive changes.
I love that.
And that's what people really need to understand about meditation. It's not just sitting there. You're actively making changes, the changes that you want to make to be the person that you want to be. And so that's what we offer the prisoners too, because they have so little tangible to hang on to. And that if they know that they can go into their subconscious and actually make some changes and be the person that they want to be, it's much more interesting to them then.
Nancy, thank you so much for being on the Bright Side, and thank you for your work. It's really beautiful stuff that you're doing. Stay on the line if you don't mind, and I'll get some information from you, okay?
All right, go ahead.
Thanks, Nancy. Nancy DeVille, founder, executive director of Prison Yoga and Meditation. And that is all the time we have for today on the Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
That's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.